Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone. Checking in here with another ad read from our friends over at HelloFresh. Savor every last second of summer with HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers fresh, quality produce from farm to your door in less than a week. It's great, super easy, allowing you to enjoy the delicious flavors from the season right from home. Heading out for one last vacation? Update your delivery address and enjoy HelloFresh at your own vacation destination with just a click. Might have to try that. I'm on vacation right now. That sounds like it's a pretty darn good idea. Plans are flexible, so they work with your changing schedule. We here at the No Bad Days podcast love our HelloFresh boxes. We get one. We cook it up in less than 30 minutes. It's ready to go. And you know what? There's no cleanup. Very little waste, and you get really good meals. If you're interested in this offer, please go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code BADDAY16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. I'll once again repeat that. Go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code BADDAY16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. Welcome back to No Bad Days, episode number 45. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, bud. What's going on?
Not much.
45 episodes, eh?
Yeah. Crazy.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like every week we say, wow, can you believe it?
Yeah, because it's just one more than the last week.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
Pretty crazy.
Johnny, you're on the ball this week. Why don't you get off your phone?
One sec, man.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy.
I think we'll have, this will be like the longest episode we have today.
Yeah,
so I think about two and a half hours.
It's because we're going to Florida next week and might be a little tired out, so we got to double up this episode and make it.
Yeah,
I think when we get back, it'll be longer.
No, I think since we're leaving for Florida tonight.
No, because
We're going to Florida tomorrow.
Woohoo!
Tell them our travel plan.
If you're listening to this, we will be on the way to Florida or already in Florida, depending on when you listen.
If you listen in the morning, we'll be on the way.
Right now, it is 8:30 on a Tuesday night, and we are packing up our stuff.
Yeah.
Driving to Minneapolis at 1:30 in the morning, getting there at approximately 4.
Yeah.
Plane takes off at 5:30 a.m. Central.
Yeah. Central Pacific time.
And then what's the flight to Florida? Like 2 hours from here?
We're going to Atlanta first.
Atlanta's like a 2.5 hour flight, and then there's like another hour on Florida.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll be in Florida around noon.
Every layover's in Atlanta, I feel.
Well, Atlanta's a major, major airport.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, it's huge.
Bigger than Denver?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Is it bigger than O'Hare?
I think it's the biggest airport in the United States.
Oh, I thought O'Hare was.
Don't quote me on that. Let me check. You guys come.
We could easily look that up.
I know Denver has like those trolleys that will drive you to gates. So not to walk because it's
Denver
so
is a huge airport too,
and especially for
probably a couple of big airports US.
Hopefully there's some.
Oh, you're right. Denver
is the biggest.
You're right. Congrats, Marty.
Have you been to Denver?
Denver, yeah. Dallas, really? Orlando. Oh wow, it's not even in the top 5.
Orlando to San Jose.
Watch it not even be. Okay. It not even be in the top 10. Then I was just blowing smoke.
No smoke.
6 Salt Lake City. 7 No. 8 No.
Was 7 O'Hare.
Okay, it's not even in the top 10.
Detroit was 10?
Yeah, it's not even in the top 10.
Wow.
For some reason, I thought Atlanta was big too, though.
It is. I'm sure it's big. Bigger than Duluth.
Wasn't Arizona there? No.
Arizona,
I feel like that's just like our average.
I think that was regular.
Where?
Arizona.
Yeah, it was.
Duluth Airport's got to be top 10, though. Biggest.
Duluth might be top 10 smallest.
Yeah, I think they have one plane that comes every, it's like a shuttle.
There's one security guard.
Yeah, there's one plane, one security guard.
Just pats you down and sends you on your way, and you go to one of the three gates.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're pretty all beside simple. Each other.
Johnny and I just finished our first round of golf in Superior for the year.
Yeah.
What did you play, nine?
Yeah.
You
just played nine. It was freezing.
It was cold. So cold, and the people in front of us were a bunch of snails. So,
really?
Yeah. They were, oh, yeah. They were walking.
Listen to this, too. Some of them were walking, and some of them were in a cart. So either way, they had to wait for each other.
Yeah. That's annoying.
And I was thinking to myself, well, actually, not to myself, because we said it out loud, because we were a little annoyed that some guys were walking during a twilight round.
Yeah.
And I just said, like, that's just rude.
Yeah.
Twilight.
Now you go ahead.
Twilight. No. Oh. No, wow. And we waited at the tee box with them. They were four, we were six, and we were like, buzzing. Great. We were buzzing.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
How was the new driver?
Good.
Dialed?
Yeah, I was dialed in.
Nice.
I hit it well.
Yeah, first you tried it all, great. Johnny? No, I don't hit driver.
Sometimes. You didn't hit one driver.
Sometimes no? I do, but we were kind of just wanted to hurry up today. I didn't. I'm not very consistent with my driver. Wasn't bad with my irons, and then my putting was...
Who was the best?
Kumsi.
You probably.
Tower? I think I played the best.
You yeah. did. You were DJ.
Everyone played pretty good though. Like
no, oh, DJ
yeah,
came.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Everyone had like a pretty decent round for the first round of the year.
How was Frizz?
He could have been better.
Yeah, we'll give him a C plus for his first round of okay. the year.
Yeah,
that's not bad.
You got yeah. That's the one thing to keep in mind. First round of the year, it was absolutely freezing. We couldn't feel our hands after like the third hole.
Yeah, I was just like cold walking to the restaurant.
Yeah, he was he was out there on the range before, so he got a couple extra swings in.
Yeah. Jeez. And I was a dummy wearing 8-inch shorts.
Yeah.
So those are the worst then.
What are these?
You know, a worst is a
I'd say Yelly.
No. Oh well, maybe.
Today?
Yelly doesn't care.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
he hits the ball. A ton,
he probably though. Got cold and just was like, stop caring.
Yeah.
Him. Yeah. If he hit his ball off the fairway, he wouldn't even go get it.
He baseball swings. So he crushes yeah, his drive.
He
does.
He
could, he has a sick drive, actually.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, it was pretty fun. Mm-hmm. Other than the cold and being slow and kind of miserable, it was fun.
Yeah. And like, waiting's the worst part. I hate getting to the tee box and like, it's like, these guys, like, come on.
Yeah.
There was one tee box where we had. The people in front of us just leaving the tee box, us pulling up to the tee box, and a group behind us and a group behind them all waiting for them.
Holy crap. It was like,
yeah. And we had the tunes bumping too.
Yeah, we were playing Kodak Black
on
full volume.
We're going to see him in Florida.
Hopefully we see Kodak.
He's been at quite a few Panthers games lately, according to social media. So hopefully that'd be a cool guy to bump into down in Fort Lauderdale there. Miami area, whatever.
Yeah,
or Sunset. Is that where they play?
Sunrise.
Should we touch on what we're going to be doing on the trip a little bit? I guess we don't really know other than the games.
Yeah.
We're going to the Florida game on Thursday night.
Yeah.
Day off Friday.
Oh.
Driving to Tampa Saturday.
Yeah.
Spending the night Saturday in Tampa. Game on Sunday at 1:30 in Tampa.
Little afternoon game.
Afternoon game, and then fly out Monday afternoon.
It's kind of nice that it's an afternoon game on Sunday too, because then we get the rest of the time to ourselves. We don't have to like rush to really do anything.
So I think we'll be doing a meetup too before each game. So if you're in the Tampa area and you're or Florida area.
Yeah. If you're going to the Panthers game, or even if you're not. I think
the Panthers game, we're doing the meet and greet outside the game.
Yeah, so you don't have to be going to the game.
You don't have to buy tickets.
Yeah.
We'll be like outside in the.
Why is the meet and greet in Tampa in the arena? It's in
the one in
the one in Florida is outside. I don't know where the one in Tampa is.
Oh. Huh. Either way, yeah.
I keep saying Florida, but Florida's a state. But
yeah, I know.
The Florida Panthers is what's screwing me up.
Yeah. Well, either way.
Sunrise.
I'm sure we'll be posting that we're there. So keep an eye out for it and for the location of the meet and greets and come say hi to the boys.
Yeah. This is mine and Marty's first NHL spring break type trip. So we're excited to go.
Yeah.
That was my biggest fear on spring break when we did the meet and greets was I was like, is anyone going to show up?
Yeah.
That was my biggest fear. And like we were very overwhelmed. Like there was like everyone was great. Like we had
this one's a little
huge
short
showing.
Notice, so it, might
it is. That's the issue with it.
But you never know. We might come out.
Yeah.
Right. Hopefully.
Yeah. Like I said, hopefully come see the boys.
Right? Yeah. If no one comes out, we'll make our own fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll just hang out.
We'll tell Dave and Loss to bring some merch. So if that entices you,
yeah,
maybe we'll have some free merch to throw away.
Yeah. A couple handshakes. Hey, how's it going? And
Maybe a couple pictures.
Couple pics, sure.
Maybe
yeah.
A selfie.
Oh, maybe. Pics, sure.
Yeah. Those are fun.
Yeah, we like those. Who knows?
Maybe make a TikTok.
Yeah, we'll get some good content down there. I'm excited to just go to the beach. It's been miserable up here.
Ocean. And isn't it like, yeah, it's salty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most oceans are salty.
Yeah. I don't know if I like swimming in the ocean.
Why?
I can't remember the last time I was in one, but I just remember.
It's pretty clean, I think.
No, like just the saltiness. I hate.
Close your mouth.
Yeah. You just show up. You just, they have showers on the beach where you rinse off after.
Oh my God.
They have showers. Yeah,
don't drink that water.
We should pull the prank on someone, on one of the boys, the shampoo prank.
I was thinking, I was telling Johnny on the way back from golf that we should, first person to fall asleep on the beach, we should put the sunscreen.
Bless your soul.
We should do the sunscreen tattoo on someone's back or something.
So yeah. It's probably going to be Frizz.
I think it's going to be Frizz.
That was the person that I, funny enough, that's the person that I had mentioned that we should do it to.
Absolutely.
It's going to be him. So, we'll put a little smiley face on.
The only problem with him is he's already hit the tanning bed a couple times, so he's got the base layer down, so I don't know how the tan's going to come in. We need to do it on someone that's like pale.
Yeah, I kind of lost Batesy's my
pretty
tan.
Pale.
Yeah, I'm losing mine a little
bit.
We
had good tans when we left Alabama.
Yeah, you guys had some color coming
now
back.
Now these gray skies just made us pale again.
Yeah, that's why I'm excited to go and finally have some consistent warm weather. Be somewhere somewhat tropical. And
imagine we get down there and it like snows in Florida for the first time.
It's like a miracle.
That'd be it. I'd fly right
snows
back.
Snows in May.
I'd fly right from there to my house.
It just follows us.
Just be done.
The bad weather just follows us.
Just leave
us.
Everything here.
Yeah, I'd be like, okay, I'm out. There's no way this can...
I'm outie.
I can't handle this weather anymore.
No, not a chance.
Not packing up that bag.
No, I didn't want to bring the Louis V on the fake Louis Vuitton bag on the trip. It's too expensive.
Just walk around the arena with it.
Well, it kind of looks like it's worth a lot of money, but really it was worth $45. So
yeah, I don't think the real ones fold like that.
No, they don't. Normally the real ones perk up a little bit more. They don't look like a flat tire.
Yeah, that's okay.
But it still has the Louis V on the side, so it kind of counts.
Style ain't free, right?
Yeah. No, I could bring it. I just don't have much to put in it, but it'd be cool to carry it around in the airport.
So, funny story about Louis Vuitton is I didn't like see those designs on the outside.
Yeah.
I like, other than the LV, I was walking downtown Toronto with my cousin one time, and we passed like this huge sign with all those designs on it. I'm like, oh my God, like those are sick. Like someone should put that on a t-shirt. And he looks at me, he goes, those are the Louis Vuitton logos. they're already on t-shirts. I'm like, oh, someone beat me to it. Yeah, that one fell flat, but
that
that's fine.
Tough story there, John.
That's fine, guys.
That was a good
that's
story.
Fine. It's fine.
We're gonna be making content for our own personal TikTok page too in Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe not the TikTok. Did I say TikTok?
Yeah.
I meant
yeah.
Instagram. Sorry.
Like the pod Instagram?
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
We'll get it bumping.
A couple reels.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Really, you don't know until you get there.
No. And if you don't know, now you know.
Now you know.
Yeah.
Should we maybe start a pod TikTok page?
I have one. There's not really one made. It has no videos posted.
And let's start pumping videos on it.
Yeah.
Tough luck not knowing that, eh?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are you gonna tell us?
I made it one night when I was feeling really inspired.
Okay.
And motivated. And then I think I forgot about it since till now.
You were feeling like an influencer.
Let's check how many followers it has. Because I don't think it's very many.
Maybe like 12.
Oh, it's not even logged in here anymore. So
you remember the login?
No, maybe we'll have to just make a new one.
Yeah.
But yeah,
we'll make a new one. We'll promote it. See how it goes.
What about the, how's our No Bad Days bracket doing?
Oh yeah.
Who's the leader of that?
Dude, we have I posted one video on it and it has no sound. And that's a problem because it's a clip from our podcast episode number 2. With Jordan Martin, before Jordan was a full-time podcast member, and it has no sound.
Marty, you're like the biz of this, eh? Just came on as a guest first, and then...
Did you know? I didn't know this, but we have 666 followers on the No Bad Days TikTok account.
How many
account.
Views on that?
It's kind of sick.
Doesn't say. It's because there's no sound. But 195 likes on a video with no sound. I'd say that's pretty good. What do you guys think?
I think it's pretty cool. What's the handle for it?
Oh, the handle for it is oh, whoops. Oh, that's not it. It's No Bad Days Pot, No Bad Days THG.
All right. You heard it here first, folks. No Bad Days THG.
Yeah.
Go give it a follow.
Go give it a follow. Let's get that up to 1,000. Then we'll post a couple videos quick and fast.
Let's do it. I'm D.
So we got, that's Batesy leading it. It's Colt with two money signs. I don't know if that'd be Batesy though. Or maybe it's just someone named Colt.
I'm going to go maybe not, but who knows.
All right, so Colt, Never Pulling the Goalie, and Lil Tabber is our top three.
Never Pulling the Goalie, isn't that Will?
Is it? I don't know.
I think it might be Will. Who's actually, I don't know.
He's got Colorado winning.
Yeah, so Ethan's in third place.
Yeah.
Cool.
He knows his hockey.
Yeah, how many entries do we have in that
160.
Pot? Oh, we got 160.
That's
so
actually a lot.
If you're listening and you have a bracket made already and you just want to throw it in our bracket challenge, you can still do it. You just can't make a new one, obviously, because the playoffs have already started. That makes sense, right?
Yeah, that does make sense.
Yeah, I think I make pretty good sense when I talk.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's your guys' thoughts on the we finished that Winning Time show. What did you guys think of the ending?
I thought it was pretty sweet.
Yeah, I actually really liked how they made it. I think we touched on it before.
Yeah, like the way it was shot. The acting was really good in it.
I've only seen episodes here and there, so I don't have
too everyone kind of crushed their role.
Are you guys like movie guys on planes or TV shows on planes?
I downloaded the rest of Ozark.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I plan on finishing it.
I should probably
download something and on the plane.
Yeah, I think I'm going to download, even though it's under, I'll probably try and sleep on the plane a little bit, but
yeah.
Are you guys bringing your laptops and stuff or no?
No,
you're just going to watch on your phone.
We're in summer mode now.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Oh yeah. We graduated.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was the weekend, boys?
It was fun. Yeah. Yeah. Graduated. I knew there was something I was going to be touching on here, but
that's okay.
That was it.
So we are officially college graduates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So sure. Congrats to us.
Yeah.
We walked right across that state. Oh, man, that ceremony, though.
That was a tough one to sit through.
Tough one to sit through.
Yeah.
It's just long.
Yeah, it's like I could go without doing that.
I think we were saying the worst was like after everyone got their bachelor degree, then everyone had to get their master's. And I was like,
okay. Yeah, I thought it was done. And then the master's. Yeah. And then they had to put the master's hoods on everyone.
Yeah.
And that took a long time.
That took extra long.
But yeah. I thought it was hilarious, the costumes that the faculty members wear.
Oh, yeah.
Not the costumes, I shouldn't say. Like the, what is it, the gowns?
Costumes.
Well, it looks like they're
Where'd
all...
get that
it looks like they're all going to. Yeah, it looks like they're going to a Halloween party. They all have funny hats and weird...
All the different colors and stuff.
I wonder how that all started.
Higher education, man. Who knows?
Like, do you think that those gowns that they have been, like, passed down for, like, a long time? Or do you think...
I hope they get new ones.
What's up, guys? We're back with another message from our friends over at Discover. Now listen, we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, like how they require minimums, and worse, how they rewards flat out expire. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, come on, talk about amazing. And now that we've talked about that for a bit, let's get back to the No Bad Days podcast where we talk about whatever comes to our mind. Learn more about this offer at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
I don't know. Some of them look pretty old.
They just pass them along.
Yeah, that's pretty gross.
Did you see the guy carrying the stick? I wanted to know the story behind that stick that one guy was carrying around.
I was in the nosebleeds. I couldn't really see.
Oh, yeah, you were up top.
I feel like there's an official name for them, not sticks, but.
Yeah, well, staff. We're going to go with maybe a staff stick.
A cane.
Yeah.
I don't know, a baton.
It was an absolute mayhem when we first got there. All the graduates were lined up behind the curtains and no one knew where to go.
We thought we were standing behind and we were going to miss the ceremony. Then they eventually were like, yeah, you guys can go sit now. Like, oh, okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Nice. Was there someone back there lining you guys up?
No. You just had to do it yourself.
You just got a number.
Oh, really?
Go ask around and be like, hey, what number are you?
Really?
And then you just file in where your number
no was. One was there helping.
No,
luckily enough, wow. Tabber was only four away from me, so
yeah, we were pretty close. We
stayed close the whole time.
Yeah, you guys are pretty good there.
And it was hot. We had to get up and pee halfway through it too.
Yeah,
I saw you guys walk in there. Did you guys hear me yelling at all?
No.
I was pretty zoned out.
I heard my mom and grandma yelling. They were telling me to smile. Turn it! Smile! Come on! I'm like, hey, cut him.
Haha, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was fun. Your mom was shedding a couple tears up there.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that was about.
Well, you're
no, she's a proud mom.
No, that's fine. Like, but like, you don't need to cry.
Yeah, like hold it together.
Like she was crying when we were walking out at the start of the ceremony when like all 500 people were walking around. She was
she was getting a little emotional. Yeah,
I was like, okay, like at least wait till I get across that stage. Like
I thought it was cute.
Yeah, it's. I mean,
she's a proud mom.
Yeah, she's proud.
You know,
did you cry for us?
No.
Okay.
I didn't.
Nice.
I'm a proud friend, but I didn't cry.
Yeah, because you're tough.
Yeah,
you don't cry. Like,
yeah, you're a nail gun.
I'm a nail gun.
Mom's got and my mom was here lobbying, trying to get herself back on podcast, but
yeah, she was trying to work us.
Yeah, yeah. But that was the Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We only record Tuesday late at night.
Yeah, and it was like, hey, mom, like,
sorry,
we invite you on.
Yeah. Like this isn't Tuesday last minute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This is
that's the only time to organize that.
Like, stop trying to book yourself in.
Yeah.
Cause like we know that you just come on here and try to bully us into getting the right answers, and that's not fair.
Yeah.
We need to do our job.
You know you're gonna get a text after she hears you say that.
Yeah, I'll probably get a text tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
Integrity, though.
Guaranteed.
For the pod.
Yeah, but like
the IUAP wouldn't have been happy. Let's just say that.
No, like she's still on suspension from the last time she was on here.
Yeah.
Oh,
what'd she get? 7 months?
No, I think it was like 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, that's fair.
Speaking of the IUAP, we saw the email early this week. Do you remember we were talking about it?
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd they say again?
I'm trying to remember now because we were actually talking about it.
Yeah, we actually did.
Though. Yeah, we actually were talking about the announcement.
Yeah,
this weekend.
No, we're not even kidding around here.
No,
we're
I'm not joking.
We're not even trying to buy time to make up something. We actually did talk about something, and now we can't remember what it is.
I think it.
Was that we were talking about it?
So we brought it up as a joke, and then it
became a really good idea.
Yeah,
and now I forget.
And obviously, the idea wasn't that good because we can't remember what it was.
Oh no, it was something about. Make sure it was something about going to Florida and graduation. It was a crisscross between those two.
Crisscross applesauce.
It was applesauce. Yeah.
The IUAP. First of all, I do remember that they started off with congratulations to all our graduating seniors and wish them the best of luck in their future.
In their endeavors.
In their future endeavors. Yeah.
Oh, that was nice of them.
Started off like that. Like any. Classic Instagram post from junior, you know, those guys that just like, and special thanks to the OAs and all the best in your future careers and
good job to the 20s this year. Loved you guys.
Thanks for being a role model.
This is our team now though, so get out.
No, it was make sure you bring some good sunscreen to Florida, actually.
Right. You don't want
to
get burned
because you don't want to look like we did when we climbed Camelback Mountain last year.
Yeah, no, that
like
wasn't
a ghost.
That wasn't fun.
That's what they said this week, eh?
Yeah, they said go grab some banana boat spray.
Hmm. Yeah. Are we banana boat guys or are we copper tone?
I think banana boat.
Yeah?
Yeah, banana. You got to go with the high-end name brand, right?
What SPF are we getting?
What'd
they say?
The lowest ones.
I think I think we need to get 30. 30 is probably a good.
What's like the lowest? Does it go to like 10?
Yeah, there's like 10 or 20 or something.
But at that point, you're just asking
I think there's actually like 5.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, I think it's like part of the tanning oils, so.
Yeah, probably. That makes sense.
Yeah,
because 5 seems like it's pretty useless.
We should pull some funny pranks on the beach.
Yeah, I'm down to go around.
Just goof
around. Yeah, like, mess with some people. You know?
Yeah, and just be goofballs.
Yeah,
like we should wear wetsuits.
And we should definitely play spike ball on the beach.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's definitely needs to happen.
Like spike ball on the sand is one of the most elite games you like out there.
Yeah, it literally is.
So
the only thing I hate, and it gives me the creeps every time I think about it, is getting sand underneath my fingernails.
Yeah.
Ugh, I hate thinking about that.
Or like in like.
And then 30 seconds later, you're in a chip bag and then biting and licking your nails.
Yeah, and then you're chewing on the sand.
Oh.
Or like when sand gets in your area.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like that either.
Oh, when you sit in the waves and it just splashes the shells up in there and then you walk and it's like you just. Oh,
big shells in your butt.
Big rash.
Yeah. You still have, and you have to walk like a cowboy the rest of the trip.
Yeah.
Like
a cowboy. It's not going
to
be good.
It's not good. It's the worst.
Actually. I really hope that doesn't happen to us. Oh, but it might.
It used to happen to me every single time I went on vacation as a kid.
Yeah.
Every
single
just time. Like the little shell shards, just yeah. like all in like your lining of your bathing suit. Yeah,
and then it looks like I'm riding a horse when I'm walking around the rest of the trip.
Oh yeah.
And it's terrible. Just terrible.
Yeah, I don't like that. So hopefully that doesn't happen to the boys. We take some precautions at the beach.
Yeah. Are you guys do you guys like liners in your bathing suit or no liner?
I don't like a liner.
I don't mind a liner.
If it's like a decent bathing suit.
No, that's what I mean. Everything. It can't be just gym shorts.
Yeah.
No, because like bathing you gotta suits, keep it. Like,
bathing suits together. Have the material where it doesn't like.
You gotta keep like the boys together. You know what I mean?
Like, it's a cheap bathing suit. Some of the, like the liners like not comfy, but some have good liner.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Or honestly, like a good pair of like,
or just get good liner.
A good pair of shorts that have like a built-in like workout liner. Those are a good option too.
Yeah, we could take those. I don't mind it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who we're speaking to here, but
yeah,
some people have got to know our pain.
If you know, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, what it is. Just if you've been to the beach before, then you've definitely had it.
Yeah, if you're someone that has experienced an issue with a liner in their bathing suit, then you know what we're talking.
Do you guys ever get freaked out about sharks when you're in the ocean?
Every single time, yeah.
I do too.
Yeah, I don't
or stingrays.
Yeah, stingrays for some reason. I've never actually seen one, but that's always like in my head.
Have you been stung by a jellyfish before?
No.
I have. Hurts.
Did you pee on it?
No, there's vinegar. The lifeguards have vinegar.
Oh really?
Yeah,
they pee on it for you.
Yeah,
they have
their yeah, they take lifeguards. You behind the shed
and the lifeguards yeah. stay hydrated so they can yeah. pee at any moment.
Yeah, this guy's like, one sec, let me chug this bottle. And
part of their training is they need to drink like 3 gallons a day.
They're like, how good's your stream? You're like, immaculate.
Yeah. I could cut down a tree.
I think the good thing about water in Florida is it's super clear, so you can see everything around you.
That's true. Yeah, no, if I see a manatee, I know they're harmless, but I'll probably still freak out.
A manatee.
Yeah, like any.
We should do some deep sea fishing.
I don't know if I've ever seen a manatee before.
That would be so fun.
I've seen a manatee. They're huge.
You've seen them in the wild?
Yeah.
Where?
In our place in Florida, we have a harbor in the back, and they swim up like near the dock.
Oh, so it's like big seals, kind of.
Yeah.
The manatee's not a whale.
No.
No, it's like a big seal with fangs. Oh. It's like a vampire. They're ugly. Seal.
Yeah, they're harmless though. They just like float. Like
they don't eat you.
No, they don't bite.
It's like a hippopotamus kind of.
Yeah,
like a mix. It's like a hippopotamus.
And it's crazy too because a huge thing with manatees is like they're always getting cut by the propellers of the boats and stuff.
That's their own fault.
And yeah. And like their backs are like mangled.
Really?
Yeah, it's actually crazy. I've seen like four, and their backs have all been mangled. I don't know if that goes for all manatees, but the ones
I hope
Johnny Pace has seen, that definitely goes for them.
I've never seen a manatee before. That's interesting that you've seen them.
Yeah.
You must have gone to like marine biology camp or something when you were a kid.
No, I just went to my condo.
Well, you got a condo. Sweet.
That's
congrats.
That's
fuck sweet, you.
Actually. That's cool though.
No, seriously, that's awesome.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah, no, but you guys said that you're like, I've seen a shark probably within 200 feet of where I swim in the ocean.
That's here.
I've never seen a shark before.
Really?
No.
Where I got it, neither have I.
So in Myrtle Beach, like you'll be on the beach and they'll be, they're called spinner sharks where they jump on the water and they spin out of the water and jump back in.
That's how they rip your arm off.
Literally. Yeah. And then like, they're literally probably like 100 feet out and you're like, there's like tons of people swimming and you'll see one jump. And then my mom will be like, okay, let's just go to the pool.
Let's go to the pool.
Dude, I even think there's a shark that's going to get me in the deep end of pools. Never mind, like...
Okay, well, that's just insane.
Yeah, I know.
That's just me, like, crawling around, nipping.
Ow! What happened? I'm pretty sure Marty bit my heel.
Look, he's still there.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we're going to have to keep our eyes peeled at the beach, though.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were taking exam, or I guess now, have you guys gone grocery shopping in a while?
No,
not in like
it's been 3 weeks.
Yeah, a couple weeks. I guess we're trying to get rid of all of our groceries. But one thing I was going to say is one thing that got us through exam week was our HelloFresh orders.
Yeah. Oh, and boy. How about that meal we made last night?
Yeah.
Too?
How unreal. About the Korean barbecue meatballs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Deadly. And what's that chicken called?
Buffalo chicken.
Oh, unreal. Buffalo
chicken with creamy garlic, mashed potatoes,
and a side of... Oh, buddy.
oven roasted green beans.
But we got a message from our, speaking of HelloFresh, we got a message from our friends at HelloFresh.
Way to tee it up.
HelloFresh is 72% cheaper than dining at a restaurant, mm-hmm. and is even cheaper than grocery shopping. That's money back in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
HelloFresh's newest menu release includes Mediterranean recipes. That's good for Florida,
yep.
even though it's not Mediterranean really, but it's, you know, fresh. Keep it, you know.
Yeah, keep it healthy.
Mediterranean recipes that are filled with fresh fruits, veggies, nuts, olives, and fiber-packed whole grains for nourishing balance.
Love that.
Don't forget to add items from the HelloFresh market like lemon ricotta pancakes or French macarons. Mm. Those sound good, don't they?
Oh, to treat your mom
to some yummy Mother's Day goodies. We love our HelloFresh, and that's why we're offering this amazing deal to you. Go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals and 3 free gifts.
Mm.
I'll repeat that again. Go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts.
Yes. I think you got to try it.
I think
you just got to.
Honestly, it's so easy. It is so easy. And
it's unreal.
If you live alone or you live with a roommate or with a family,
yeah,
you got to order this. It saves you time. It comes right to your front door and you just, you know, slap it in the oven, chop the stuff up, comes in a bag, and
yeah,
then feed it to whoever you need to.
Yeah. And even if you're kind of like us, where like you get like, you know, you're feeling a little lazy and you don't even want to cook, like it honestly takes like 20 minutes to cook.
Yeah.
Like it's not even long.
And it's better and healthier than anything you'll get in a restaurant.
That's mm-hmm. true.
It's just
as and good cheaper.
And cheaper. And 72% cheaper.
It's 72% yeah. cheaper, like we said in the ad read. So
yeah.
That was our message from friends at HelloFresh.
72%?
72%. That's what
not
they said.
Bad. Yeah. Not bad.
No bad days.
No bad days with HelloFresh. Yeah, that's for sure.
Seriously. But hey, what's one thing you want to do in Florida that's not planned yet?
Deep sea fishing.
Because we don't really have anything planned.
Deep sea fishing.
Honestly, like I'm just looking forward to like hanging out at the beach.
Wouldn't deep sea fishing be fun? No.
I don't know.
Last time I went deep sea fishing,
I'm honestly like a little scared of the open ocean.
Yeah, like maybe just stay in the harbor.
I'll just be like below deck.
Catch a couple.
Have you never been on a boat?
Hey, I'm just down there with my hole in a finger, guys. Guys,
yeah. Have you ever been on a boat?
That's a silly putty.
What? Have you ever been on an ocean boat?
I have, but I haven't gone like out like far.
I've never been deep sea fishing.
Last time I went, it was an absolute nightmare for me.
Why?
Because I didn't get sick, but I went with myself, my dad, and my two brothers.
Yeah.
And we got on the boat, and as soon as we got out to like actual sea past like the breakwater,
yeah,
my dad and our two brothers were puking in the washroom the entire time. So I was fishing alone on the deck.
Really?
Did you guys catch anything?
It was one of those boats where it was like a bunch of people on it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
like you weren't alone. And I didn't really like that kind because there's like literally 150 rods in the water at once. So everyone's just fighting for the same fish. You just literally drop it down and jig it.
Yeah. That's I don't know. I think it'd be cool if we did that. I would be one worried about getting seasick because mm-hmm. like I've never had that experience. I'm pretty sure there's patches you could buy. Right.
Or just don't get seasick.
Or oh yeah. No, true.
You could just be a man too. And
just buy some gravel or something like that. I don't know.
Just don't.
Yeah. Like little pebbles, like rock pebbles, gravel.
We could bring something here. We have.
Yeah. We're just going to buy a pack of pop rocks.
If you chew on gravel rocks from the backyard, you don't get seasick.
We're just going to buy a bunch of pop rocks and see where that goes. But yeah, no, that'd be cool.
Okay. So what else?
What was your literally, I'm just looking forward to going to the beach and hanging out.
You said that.
Maybe a little go night. I don't know.
I mean, it's potentially.
No, it's like, it's actually inevitable, but yeah.
Yeah, it is inevitable.
Yeah, inevitable.
Vanilla.
Yeah, vanillable.
It's actually vanilla ice, okay? Yeah. But yeah.
Ice, baby. Boom, 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 boom.
The specific ocean.
Yeah.
The specific ocean.
Which ocean are we on?
Or the Atlantis Ocean. Atlantis Ocean. That'll be fun.
Is it near the Pacific Ocean?
No, it's the other one.
The Pacific Ocean's on the other side.
They connect.
What other oceans are there?
There's the Mediterranean. The
Mediterranean Sea, the Indian Ocean,
the Arctic.
Hmm.
and the Polynesian.
You guys would make some funny names for them.
But. Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's the Neapolitan ice cream ocean somewhere. And it's a bunch of different colors. And then it's like three shades of blue.
The Mediterranean.
Yeah. And
isn't there a rainforest ocean too?
If it might be in the rainforest.
Just the rainforest, yeah. Cafe.
Yeah, that's there.
And then there's the Hard Rock. Oh, yeah. Then we forgot about Senior Frogs Ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's one.
Is there a Senior Frogs in Florida?
I'm sure there is. There has to be.
We have to go for those big pints.
What's a Senior Frogs?
We actually never been to a Senior Frogs.
No. What is
it's
it?
It's like a.
I wonder if there's a Wet Willie's down there. You guys haven't heard of that?
They obviously. Do like crazy no. shots there.
How about we go to where, for
like, the bartender comes up to you and I'm like, tilt your head back, pour vodka.
Oh, really?
Or whatever the booze is. I don't know. And then they like shake your head, blow whistles in your ear. And they like shake your head, spin you around in a chair, pour more down.
Oh.
And then all while like shaking your head and blowing whistles.
So you better book off work the next day, then, eh? If you're going to Senior Frogs.
Oh, yeah. There's a Wet Willie's on Miami Beach.
Oh, perfect. See you there.
Is Fort Lauderdale near Miami?
It's 20 minutes. 20 minutes. It's kind of like the Twin Cities. It's
not a bad drive.
Okay.
I think we'll be,
what is that, like a $30 Uber?
Yeah, I think the boys are going to have a bunch of rubber arms on this one. And they'll be twisted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm excited to go. I haven't been to Florida in a while.
No, I haven't been to Florida since
I was normally when I go to Florida, we go to the Disney World. So it's not like beach. That'd it's more cool like inner Florida.
Yeah.
But didn't you say that's
far I think, from
where we're yeah, staying? Yeah, it's like a couple Orlando. Hours.
That would be nice to go, though. If we got to go do what Dave did, what's that called?
The tour, yeah. A couple of people had DM'd us when we put that story up saying we should go to the Epcot and do the tour of the drinks around
that would be sick
around the world.
That'd be the first. Sick. That'd be getting kicked out of Disneyland.
Yeah,
that would be like a nice set. That'd be a funny segment, though.
Oh yeah,
that would be an absolute notch on your belt if you said you got tossed out of Disney World.
Oh yeah.
Hey, you're like, yeah.
Not too many people on that list. Eh? No.
Well,
I can guarantee you I wouldn't go on a single ride there.
You don't like rides?
No.
No. Have you ever been to Disney World?
No.
You don't like rides?
No. I've been to Canada's Wonderland.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a cool
spot. That's a fun
spot. It's in Toronto, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been there.
It's in Vaughan.
We took my brother there for his birthday. It was like 12th birthday.
Yeah.
And we went to the water park. And
I went to the water
park. You went to the water park. I didn't like freaking.
Yeah, but it was when I was like,
you don't like 10 public, or 12. Is that why you don't like public pools?
That's probably why.
Yeah, he saw
probably found a turd.
Saw all the blue dye getting in his mouth.
I become like a germaphobe until I was like probably like 18.
What do you think? How do you think he just became a germaphobe?
I honestly don't know.
You just woke up one day and you're like, no.
Yeah.
Public I'm gonna say no to
get a bad dream about germs or something.
Yeah, I honestly don't know.
Anyways, my brother, we were there on his birthday and we just walked into the water park and he was so fired up and he literally walks through the gate and a seagull took a dump right on his head.
Oh, happy birthday.
And we were like, happy birthday. It's a good start.
Surprise.
Isn't that good luck?
Yeah. I mean,
for bird shits on you?
Yeah. I don't know how to be. I don't think it could be bad luck.
No.
Other than like at the time.
Yeah. At the time you're like, I have shit on me.
Yeah.
But yeah. No. You know, then it's only up from there.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Well, literally, because
you can't really go any lower.
No.
Then someone crapped on.
If you get crapped on in any shape or form, then it's just like, yeah, that's a tough bounce for you.
That is a tough bounce.
But yeah. I thought I just asked this. Have you been to Florida before? Obviously, yes, you have.
Yeah. I've been there too.
Oh, okay.
Just getting on a cruise though.
Oh, so you haven't actually seen like Florida, Florida?
And I was like 10 years old. So
yeah. So it's been a while. I've never been to Fort Lauderdale though. Or Miami.
You're on the west side of Florida. Yeah.
So we're like half an hour outside of Tampa.
Right. So you're what is it? Clearwater?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So hopefully it's just nice. Yeah. And I'm sure it will be.
I feel confident it will be as well.
Yeah.
Not sure how confident I am about it, but I'm pretty confident. We're like 99% sure.
Yeah, no, I like that. I like being optimistic about things like this.
So. One of my favorite parts about trips like these is just like traveling though, because it's always something funny always happens.
Yeah, and there's just something about being in airports. I don't know what it is. I just like
makes
it.
You goofy.
Yeah. Yeah, just get to goof around.
Well, especially this one, will be so overtired.
Yeah,
but I bring it back to my point. If I see one person without shoes and socks on.
Oh, I'm going nuts.
I'm
calling TSA.
I'm probably gonna start unpacking all my stuff on the plane and throwing it around.
Yeah.
That's
fine. I'll actually give him an extra pair of shoes. I'll go up to him and put my socks on.
I'm demanding to be upgraded to first class because I don't think they do that.
I will dig right in my duffel bag and go put socks on them.
That's hilarious.
Fair. Yeah.
I'll dig a pair of socks out of my bag and ask the flight attendant to kindly deliver them, like when they go around with the headphones.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, and these are for you.
Yeah. Instead of a hot towel, can you get a pair of socks? Thank you.
Yeah. So
that's, and don't give that guy peanuts.
I'm gonna be on the air marshal alert for that tomorrow. I'm gonna like find the air marshal on the plane and talk to them.
Yeah, is there an air marshal on every plane?
I don't think so.
I don't know. But if there's one on this one, we're gonna be like, that guy zip ties right now.
The marshal's the guy without the socks on.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, I'm making a citizen's arrest on you because this is just terrible.
Yeah, this is.
He's like, actually, I'm gonna fully arrest you.
If you touch me, you're going to jail.
Yeah,
that's good. We're gonna figure this out.
Yeah, just put socks.
Yeah, it's like the only butler from Mr. Deeds.
The only exception is if you're wearing sandals, like if you're wearing Birks, you can have open toes, but you can't. I don't want you to take those off.
No, you're not barefoot in the ground.
No. No.
I take my shoes off on the plane, but I don't like kick them up.
Okay, that's like borderline.
That is borderline. But like you're wearing socks though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes it a little better.
Depends if your feet stink.
I still think shoes should be left on.
Yeah.
Those are my like core beliefs about air travel.
Oh, I'm taking my shoes off 100%.
Okay. I'm not going to sit beside
you. Yeah, we're probably not going to sit beside
you. I'm going to need to sit beside someone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I know. Me too. Because last time me and you were grabbing Tabber's arm.
Don't you check in 24 hours before?
You already got your boarding pass, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're checked in already.
Your seats?
No, the seats were already being picked.
Doesn't say it on my pass.
Oh well, maybe we'll have to.
You know what?
Actually, you know what? Because we're Canadian, I don't think they assign our seats until they have to double check our passports.
Yeah.
Damn it! So it's gonna be random.
I think we booked them as a group though, so.
I'm sure guys will be beside each other.
Yeah. And if we're not, we're going to
make sure Marty sits beside someone.
Making like a formal complaint.
We're going to turn that 737 rocking like a G6
into a Boston pizza.
Yeah. It'll be like a Boston. Yeah, basically.
You're going to have drinks on the plane at 9:30? Yeah.
I don't know if they'll be serving them at 5:30.
We could ask.
Or be like, we're going to Florida though.
Like, I'm going on vacation. Yeah. Like, go. Can I please have some wine?
Do you know in the state of Georgia where we're flying to, it's illegal to sell alcohol before in anywhere, any place. It's illegal to sell alcohol before, I think, 1 o'clock on Sundays because of church.
Well, good thing tomorrow's Wednesday.
No, I know. I had learned that when we were in Alabama and I didn't know that.
So that is interesting.
It's an interesting fact.
Yeah,
definitely.
I feel like every state has like little weird low-key laws that like you don't really know about.
Yeah. Just like the IUAP.
Yeah, no, they're crazy.
Tons, yeah, they have
tons of
so many. Like
fine print rules.
Yeah. Yeah, and another one of them is the whole feet thing on the airplanes.
Oh, yeah.
We have like 3,000 pages we have to read through.
Just they'd be like, the board. Yeah, like it's like you have to study for the bar exam for law. It's like
I did the audiobook
for honestly, to get on the board of IUAP is harder to get into law school.
Yeah, I think so.
I heard that. That's what the chief executive fund officer said.
Yeah, the CFO, Chief Fun Officer.
Yeah. Yeah. They're in direct correlation with the CGO.
Yeah, that sounds
Chief Gum Officer.
Yeah, Chief. Oh, that's another thing. We need to bring gum.
Yeah, we'll buy gum at the airport.
We have tons of gum here.
$20 for a
pack. Remember all the kind people that have been sending us gum? I'm pretty sure we have like 100 packs of gum downstairs.
Yeah,
it's somewhere
down,
out.
No, it's down there.
Oh, it is? Oh, okay.
We've been having fresh breath for like a month and a half.
Yeah, I know. The boys have been smelling good.
Yeah. Smell good, feel good, chew good. It's all good.
Yeah.
All good. What's your guys' favorite flavor of gum?
Mint.
Okay, what kind of mint though? Is experiment?
Peppermint. Like the blue kind.
Peppermint?
Peppermint, yeah.
I like spearmint. The pink mint one.
I'm not sure I've
tried that. The dentine, it's the pink one.
Isn't that bubble gum?
That's bubble gum.
No, it's like a bubble mint one.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
I like green. I like spearmint.
You guys I'll go with spearmint too. Like
you went
peppermint. No, but like either or. Like I'm not gonna be fussy about blue or green. I'd prefer blue, but I would also dabble with green.
You wouldn't like kick up a fuss?
No. But like if someone hands me some bubblegum mint, then I'm
well, don't you think that
if I'm in desperate need.
One problem I have with flights is like, couldn't you just offer us something better than pretzels and peanuts?
Yeah, I don't know why you can't just get like a steak on every flight.
Like literally.
I don't see a reason for that. Airlines make tons of money. I'm sure like a little 8-ouncer wouldn't kill anyone.
I'm not. Yeah, like I wouldn't be worried about their margins if we were serving filet mignons on the plane.
Filet mignons.
Filet mignons.
Yeah.
Filet mignon. Can I get the mignon? Thank you.
I'll get the filet mignon.
Who?
Filet.
Should we make a bet or something?
Regarding,
like, we should make a bet and we should play a game at the end of the episode, and the loser has to wear something ridiculous on the plane tomorrow.
What are we gonna bet on right now?
I was gonna say like we should go back to the Family Feud game, and the loser has to wear their full Hawaiian bathing suit shirt combo on the plane, because we all have those.
Yeah, that's true. I did pack mine. I was gonna wear it to the beach.
Let's do it.
All right, better not lose then.
Yeah, okay, let's go. This will end the podcast. Get the cards out there in the second drawer there, or the third drawer. So how are we going to do this with the three of us? We just alternate? Okay.
Yeah. Every guy has to participate.
Third drawer, you're missing the third one.
Every guy has to participate
right in underneath the three second drawer. Questions. Oh, yeah, underneath the second drawer. Hidden is the third drawer.
It's hidden.
Yeah, just grab a handful of cards.
Sure, I can do that.
I could do it to me, the Abana.
Everyone participate in three questions each.
Okay.
How about we get Cappy to come up here and read these? Wouldn't that be easy?
No, we'll do it this way. Because I'm sure Cappy's busy.
Yeah, Cappy's buzzing around right now.
Okay, so I'll go first. So we'll go around three times each, or twice each. Whoever has the highest two point totals.
Okay. Like that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we'll do six questions total.
Yeah.
Because 2 times 3 is 6.
And 6 times 10 is 28.
6 times 10 is 29.
Yeah.
Oh.
If you just carry the one.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, just carry the one.
Cool.
Yeah.
My water bottle. What's over there?
Okay. First question.
These are movies, right?
Yeah.
Oh God. And I'm playing Johnny.
Okay. Hey, you never know.
Okay.
You beat me at this before. Like, have some faith, man. You just talked about being optimistic.
Okay. Name a movie where a main character has an animal sidekick. Jordan. 3.
Animal sidekick.
2. 1.
Nothing.
Aladdin.
Nope.
What?
Not
Abu?
There. Not on there. Jordan's turn.
Fuck.
Oh, God. What's that one movie?
Describe it.
It's so in my head.
Okay, what's the name of it?
It's like a lion in the jungle. Kid in a tree.
It's not on there.
The Jungle Book?
Yeah.
It's not on there. Okay. No, it's a tough start.
He got a second chance.
You're correct. He did get two, but that doesn't matter.
Wow, this is crazy that I'm blanking like this. No. Okay, you know what? Whatever, I give up. Can I see the movies on this?
Shrek.
Oh, come.
Turner and Hooch.
Dr. Doolittle. Star Wars. You're counting a fictional character as an animal? Are you kidding me? How is Aladdin not on there? Like Abu. It's on his shoulder the whole time.
I know, but I don't know. It's tough.
That's right. Brutal.
Ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Name a famous movie robot.
C-3PO.
Okay.
Dad. Or R2-D2. One of the two.
Wally. You said 3PO first.
Wally.
Taver takes it.
Oh.
R2-D2 was first, but you said R3PO first.
Wow. C-3PO?
That's the other robot.
C-3PO on there?
Yeah. It was third. Wally was second.
Oh.
And then R2-D2 was first.
One rip. 1-0-0. 4 questions left.
Okay, this one will be pretty easy. Name a classic Disney animated movie. Taver.
Snow White.
That was the first one, actually.
Actually?
Yeah, it was number one.
Wow.
Cinderella was number two. I just saw you shaking your head. I'm like, have you never seen a Disney movie?
too. I can't believe Snow White was the first one. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I was gonna go.
You would think Cinderella.
I was thinking. I was thinking Little Mermaid.
Or even Lion King.
That's on there, but not as high. You guys aren't gonna get that one. Name something that happens in the movies but never in real life.
Someone flying.
No, that's not on there.
What happened?
Okay. Never happens in real life.
That's true.
That's so stupid.
Name something that happens in like, movies but never in real life.
Does that count under superpowers?
Someone comes back to life.
People coming back from the dead.
Yes. Is superpowers not on there?
No, dude. It's happy ever after, happy endings, time travel, people coming back from the dead, bad guy always punished, alien invasion / abduction.
Give me a fucking break.
Okay, so 2-1-0.
Oh my. Give me a break.
This is the last
two
one.
Questions left.
Yeah.
Two questions left.
Give me a break.
Oh, and if Johnny doesn't get it.
Yeah.
So if I beat Johnny, he's got to wear this stuff on the plane.
Give me a break.
Okay, I got to get this.
Stupid.
I gotta get this for the boys.
Okay, this is a
good one. I'm safe then.
Yeah, you're fine.
No, I'm not safe.
Why?
Actually, yes, I am.
Yeah, you're at.
Because I'm safe, and it could come.
Are you sure
it,
you're at two?
Yeah. Because yeah, the best you could do is tie Marty.
Yeah, and then cancel this stupid bet. Okay, these cards are ridiculous. By the way,
here we go. Name a movie that has a tragic ending. Jonathan,
Stand By Me.
Not on there.
Fuck.
Tapper.
Tragic ending. Romeo and Juliet.
Yep.
Oh my god.
Titanic was number one. Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, second. Titanic. Love story. Thelma and Louise. A Star Is Born.
A Star Is Born.
You better pack that. You better pull that suit out of your bag. Oh, we're gonna pump out some content.
I gotta wear this at 1 a.m.
Oh, we're gonna get so many stories of you, and then people are gonna listen to the podcast and see why. And
I'm just gonna be mean to people at the airport. If I get a Lux, I'm gonna be mean.
Perfect.
Mug them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the most entertaining Family Feud in the podcast.
I'm gonna mad dog them. Okay.
You gotta own it though.
Next time we're looking it up, because those are brutal.
You're gonna be like Vince Vaughn in Four Christmases when they get canceled at the airport and they're dressed up in their Hawaiian stuff.
Yeah, I'll be just like them. Oh, man.
All right.
Well, yeah, that wraps it up.
Wraps up episode number 45. Thank you as always for tuning in. We'll keep you updated from Florida. Make sure to follow the Instagram account
and the TikTok account, and don't forget to download.
Yep.
And if you have been, thank you very much. Thank you kindly.
And good luck in the Stanley Cup playoff bracket.
Yeah. Cheers. See you, folks.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.